The International Criminal Court has a lot of critics in Africa. One complaint is that the court seems to target African governments. Right now, the ICC is reviewing about a dozen cases against African leaders, some involving systemic violence against women. South Africa wants to withdraw from the ICC. Burundi has already done so, and the African Union is urging other countries to leave as well. But if they do withdraw from the ICC, what does it mean for the victims seeking justice, especially women? The world's Jasmine Garst has the story as part of our Across Women's Lives project.
She made up her mind when she saw the baby. There's a sadness to Amal, but it isn't weakness. It's like a firm, solid melancholy. It's hard to imagine her running away from anything, but here's what happened. She was working as a school teacher when the government forces torched her village in the Darfur region of Sudan. She and the villagers made their way to a refugee camp. That, she says, is when she saw the baby. A girl, no more than 5 days old, trying to feed off her mother, who was dead. So she picked that baby up and walked for 3 days to the camp, which is how she decided to become an activist for women and children. She started her own nonprofit organization. Amal says that of the women who came to her, many were victims of rape, some were pregnant, often suicidal.
It's a systematic targeting of women who are the bearers and the fabric of society.
Monica Feltz is the executive director of the International Justice Program, which assists victims of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. And she works with many victims of Sudan's civil war.
Commanders and those who are perpetrating the crimes, they know that women will be stigmatized if they're raped, if they bear children who are not of their same tribe. This is a very systematic approach by the government forces.
Amal says back in Darfur, when she would report rapes, the official response would be, look, this happens. Assault happens. And then it happened to her. She was detained, she was tortured, she was assaulted. And when it was over, she was able to make her way to the U.S. as a speaker at a conference. She stayed as a refugee. During that time, something completely unprecedented happened. The International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir for crimes against humanity, including rape. It was the first time that the ICC had taken this kind of action against a sitting president. But al-Bashir never got arrested. A lot of people saw this as a sign of how ineffective the International Criminal Court was. At the time, Gambia released this announcement.
The ICC, despite being called the International Criminal Court, is in fact an international Caucasian court for the persecution and humiliation of people of color, especially Africans.
Gambia recently decided to stay in the ICC. But just a few weeks ago, the African Union announced it was backing a mass withdrawal from the court, citing the same argument. There are all these cases focusing on Africa. Meanwhile, the U.S. and China aren't even subjects to the court. I caught up with Luis Moreno Ocampo, the first chief prosecutor for the court. He brought charges against Sudanese President al-Bashir. He says African countries pulling out is a sign of how scared they are of the court.
Leaving the court is not because the court is inefficient. No, the court is the only efficient international institution we have to stop massive atrocities.
Ocampo says it's not the future of the court he's worried about. The court will survive. And maybe they don't get President al-Bashir arrested, but at least they're trying to get the truth out.
Africans, they need the ICC. Victims in Africa need the ICC. At least ICC helping to keep saying, okay, but Bashir commit genocide. You like to ignore, forget it, but Bashir commit genocide. So the truth is important.
Especially important to women, says Monica Feltz.
I mean, the domestic courts in Darfur are a joke.
At the end of the day, for scores of women in Africa, the International Criminal Court is the only place they can turn to.
I think it's very hard for many women to gain any sort of justice at at the local level if there aren't mechanisms in place for it, which is where the ICC comes in.
Far away from Sudan, Amal has been watching it all unfold. She recently got her asylum status granted in the U.S., but she says she just wants to see justice in Sudan. And she asks, what good does an international court do if it can't even get a leader arrested? But she also says, whether it's the International Criminal Court or God, someone someday will bring justice to those who harmed her. For The World, Jasmine Garzd, New York.